Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockell. And now, the news.
Welcome to your weekly Health News Podcast for November 7th, 2008. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. It was this day in 1991, Magic Johnson announced he was HIV positive. FDR was elected to his third term in 1944. Richard Nixon was elected to his second term in 1972. And for you Hollywood buffs, today in 1951, Frank Sinatra and Ava Gardner were married. And if that news is not exciting enough, here's the health news. According to a new study that will be published in the British Medical Journal, half of all doctors routinely prescribe placebos for their patients. There are two problems with this therapy. One is the question as to whether doctors think most patients' illnesses are psychosomatic, and the other is the kind of pills the doctors consider placebo. Doctors regularly use headache pills and vitamins, but a significant number also reported prescribing antibiotics and sedatives. Can you imagine? Now when you go to your medical physician, you have to worry if what they are giving you will cause serious side effects, and what they are making believe they are giving you will cause serious side effects. According to the Centers for Disease Control, food allergies in children have been on the rise. The 18% increase this year is significant enough to not just be a statistical bleep. Although they did not list which foods seem to be on the rise, they did mention allergies to milk, eggs, and peanuts. The article went on to discuss the reason for the rise and inferred it was because parents are more likely to take a child to a specialist who tested these allergies. It is noted that children with food allergies have a greater likelihood of asthma, eczema, and respiratory problems. It is amazing to me that the study looked at excuses why the allergies were on the rise and never once mentioned the quality of food these kids are being fed. Can you say junk? And when I come back, we'll take a look at whether those supplements you are taking for your knees are any good and how the speed at which you eat affects your weight.
Thanksgiving for life. This time of the year, perhaps more than any other, we give thanks for all the blessings in our lives. We are thankful to have helped so many people recover their health and for the privilege of taking care of so many children so that they could be as healthy as possible. During November, we are conducting a food drive to help those less fortunate. Call Dr. Douglas Stockell at 310-985-1515 and ask about how chiropractic can help you while together you can help others. Now back to the news.
A recent study in the October issue of Arthritis and Rheumatism took a look at two commonly used supplements, glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate, plus an anti-inflammatory and a sugar pill, to see how each affected arthritis of the knees. A similar study was performed using the same supplements in 2006 and found they were no better than placebo. In this study, they found that not only did the supplements not help, but the anti-inflammatory was no better than the supplements, and none were better than the sugar pill. So far, the health news has looked at knee surgery, supplements, placebo, anti-inflammatories, sugar pills, exercise, and weight loss. And the hands-down winners are exercise and weight loss. Maybe we should say the knees-down winners. And for our last story, new research suggests that the speed at which you eat may have a big impact on how big your stomach gets. Osaka University in Japan looked at two groups of people. One group ate quickly and did not stop until they were full. The other group ate slowly and stopped before they were full. The fast eaters were three times more likely to be overweight. I wonder what would happen if you ate fast but stopped before you were full, or ate slowly and didn't stop before you were full. Gee, I almost confused myself. And lastly, as we do each week, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. Earwax production is necessary for good ear health. While many people find earwax to be disgusting, it's actually a very important part of your ear's defense system. It protects the delicate inner ear from bacteria, fungus, dirt, and even insects. It also cleans and lubricates the ear canal. And that's your Health News podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next week where I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockell. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.